Fred Film Radio.
Thanks for tuning in to Fred Film Radio. This is Diego Aparicio, and I'm excited to be reporting from a festival in sunny Cyprus for the very first time. I'm here by the sea today in my hometown, Limassol, and I'm very happy to be in the company of one of the two artistic directors of the International Short Film Festival of Cyprus, Joachim Milonas. Hello, and welcome to Fred.
Hello, and welcome to Limassol.
Well, first of all, I'd like to start off with your big news and a huge congratulations to ISFFC for recently joining the family of just 24 festivals worldwide that can nominate one short film every year for the European Film Awards. Hats off to both you and Alexia Reuter, the other festival director. I'd love to hear some words about your festival's journey through the years and how you managed this achievement in only 9 editions.
Well, when we started back in 2011 on our first edition, we had to set some goals for this festival. And one of the goals was to get recognized as an important European film festival. And we said, okay, what if we target the EFA? So we had a plan and a strategy, and we stuck by it throughout the years. We applied, we did our pitch, we did our presentation, all went well, and now we're here.
That's fantastic. And how long ago was this pitch made?
We applied almost 2 years ago, I think, and we pitched it last year in person in Berlinale. And they evaluated us. They got recommendations from guests who visited the festival throughout the years, really important people of the industry. And all went well.
Sounds like it did. So, coming back to the character of the festival, I was just wondering, you know, the majority of cultural events in Cyprus take place in Nicosia, the capital. What made you go for Limassol instead for ISFFC? Not that I'm complaining, but, you know, what was the rationale behind it? And was the venue important to you, the Rialto Theatre?
Of course. I have to say that this festival was only national. It started in 2000 and it was biannual, and it was taking place in Rialto as well. So Alexia and I participated in that festival. We knew the venue, and Rialto is a very important cultural, beacon in Cyprus, and it's one of the organizers. Therefore, it was the choice was obvious. And there are many things happening in Nicosia. So why not Limassol by the sea? You know what I mean. And because our philosophy as a festival is almost like, if I can describe it, like is smart casual, let's say. So what better than having all the guests here in the festival during the day, enjoying and being spoiled by the goods that Limassol offers, like the nice beachfront and the vibrant nightlife, good coffee, good food, nice people, and then, you know, come at night and watch some films and, you know, enjoy yourself. So that's basically our philosophy, that although it's a very formal thing, it's just a festival. So you have to enjoy it, both our guests and our audience.
Wonderful. And you just covered my next question, which was, what is unique about this festival? You know, what might make it interesting and appealing to visitors from abroad? Is there anything else you'd like to add to that?
Of course. First of all, programming is very important to us. And a lot of people, and when we got into the FA, we found out that when they evaluated the festival, they took under account our programming. So that is one thing. The other one is like we are not an industry orientated festival. We are an audience orientated festival. Therefore, our selections, our priority in our selections is the audience and the local filmmakers. This is one. Number two is the fact that we are a chilled out festival, and that's how we want to keep it. Not many formalities, no black ties, no red carpets, and for everybody who comes to Limassol, even for people from Nicosia, it's a nice day out. You come in Limassol, you have a nice swim, and after that you come to the venue and you watch some films. You come out, you have some drinks, you have nice street food, and watch some films outside late at night. And it's that's how we want to keep it, and that's a lot of our guests enjoy. Like they come to sunny Cyprus, especially our northern European visitors. They really enjoy that at this time of the year Cyprus is still hot. You can go to the beach and enjoy yourself. There are not many activities during the day, so you can chill out and then go and watch some films.
No better way to end the day. And I love how your out-of-competition titles are screened in Heroes Square, actually. It's like, you know, a very open invitation to everyone in the city to just come in and experience the magic. I loved it. And, you know, it's my first time at the festival. I'm a bit ashamed to confess, but I'm super excited for some of the films you're screening in the parallel sections, like Yorgos Lanthimos' Nimic. And, you know, last night I caught a retrospective for some French auteurs that really blew me away, like François Ozon's film was so memorable. I'm talking about A Summer Dress, in case listeners are wondering. But I love all of the things you've said to just summarize the spirit of the festival. So you've said you're an audience-focused festival. Would you say you're happy with the way things are going in terms of reaching out to more international audiences? Or do you still feel like it's more like of a local festival?
Well, first and foremost, I think a regional festival should be local and it must have a local character. However, we get a lot of people around the world that come and visit. Of course, there are people who are on vacation here in Limassol at this time of the year, or they're permanent residents, and so on. And we have a lot of people coming from abroad visiting the festival, like professionals, filmmakers, and so on. But at this point, we don't want to grow the festival that much, because it will start to become more formal. Mm-hmm. We want to keep it small and cozy. Mm-hmm. And it's nice because the people who come here can meet each other more easily and talk to each other more easily. Whereas if you go to huge festivals, it's harder to talk to people. Which is, I'm not saying it's a bad thing. Our hand reaches, you know, up to the point where we can. Mm-hmm. We don't try to reach any further.
Excellent. And I saw that this year you hosted a panel called Meet the Distributors, where you had three international professionals discussing sales and distribution of shorts in particular. Would you say there are loads of shorts being made in Cyprus currently, and how has it developed over the past few years?
Well, definitely. It's picking up year by year. However, we try to filter what we screen. We have a pre-selection committee for the national competition, which are three professionals. One is based in the UK, one is based in Cyprus, and the other one is based in Lebanon. And we filter what is being screened, so it's more credible, let's say. But the production is picking up, and the quality is up to a higher standard than a few years ago. And this is not like a theory or a wishful thinking. It's facts and data. I mean, you can see Cyprus short films being screened in major film festivals and win awards. Like recently, like a few days ago, we had an award for a short film in Tirana Film Festival, which is one of the good regional festivals of Europe. So yeah, I think quality is on the rise.
Excellent. I'm very happy to hear that. And what would you say your aims are for the 10th edition? What do you hope changes by then?
I hope nothing.
Not even the funding.
No. Oh, yeah. Okay, let's go to wishful thinking now. Yeah. No, we hope that the 10th anniversary of the festival is going to be a milestone, like this edition with the EFA, so we can announce something a little bit, I don't know. Again, it's wishful thinking. We wish we had a little bit more funding. However, we are very resourceful, and we will work with what we have. And I think it's going to be a big celebration, both for the industry and for the audience. And we'll get more Cypriot films, we'll get more professionals, we'll get more recognition. And hopefully we have some targets now we will try to achieve, and, you know, we'll see.
Wonderful. It's a really positive note to be finishing the interview on. So thank you for making time for Fred today, Joachim.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. And hopefully we'll see you all in the festival, both in this edition and for the following ones.
I really hope so too. Best of luck going forward. And thanks a lot to you and the Rialto team for all your hard work. From the 9th International Short Film Festival of Cyprus, this is Diego Aparicio, and you're listening to Fred Film Radio, the festival insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.